DJ, we know it was a tough night overall, but 7 tackles, you became the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler. I know it stings right now, and it probably won't feel it for a few days, but just what did it mean to you to break that record tonight?
It means a lot. You know, when I first got here in 2005, you don't really set records or set goals to say, you know, I'm going to be the Chiefs leading tackler. Your job is to get better every year as a young player and be dependable and be accountable for your teammates. And 11 years later, it all paid off. So I give all glory to God for allowing me to be in this opportunity. It's bittersweet, you know, tonight. It's bittersweet.
Said 11 years in this league, you've been through a lot of different teams. These young guys right now, they're on this defense with you, that they're going through a couple of tough games right now. What do you say to them? How do you kind of lead those guys?
Well, you have to. You got to have a short-term memory in this league. And, we played one of the best teams in the NFL tonight. It's not an excuse, but we came out really flat. And to, I guess, a good team like this, you get in the hole, it's hard to get out. So, credit to Green Bay, they did a great job, and we just got to go back to the drawing boards. We have a good team on roster, but roster's not going to win games for us. So we got to go back and look in the mirror, and we'll be good. It's still early.
A lot of season left. This is a short week. How important is it for you guys to turn the page quickly and get ready, knowing that you've got one shorter day before you head off to Cincinnati?
Well, you got to be conditioned for it. This is the NFL, so the veteran guys like myself will make sure the young guys will be ready for this next game coming up. It doesn't get any easier going against Cincinnati, and they're 3-0. So it's going to be a tough one. But if we want to do anything great, we got to go through some little adversity. So but we'll get the guys. We'll rally the guys.